You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:06. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Tua has been benched. Mike McDaniel will start Quinn Ewers against the Bengals this Sunday. It is official. Georgia Tech's QB Aaron Filo has announced that he is entering the transfer portal. The Hawks will play the Hornets tonight in Charlotte. Trey was back at Hawks practice, could make his return tonight. You've also got Thursday night football tonight between the Rams and Seahawks. It's the first time two teams with at least 11 wins will play on Thursday night football. It's going to be quite a beast of a game.
Agreed. Can't wait.
Of course, we are focused on Sunday. Falcons, Cardinals, and yesterday, Kirk Cousins sat down with Dukes and Bell up at Flowery Branch. Like, we always have a player every single week. It's exclusive. We all saw the quarterback series, you know, when Kirk got hurt, everything that happened. And yesterday, he was talking with Dukes and Bell about maybe not realizing that he wasn't as healthy as he kind of thought he was.
Nah, I think what was more the issue was, so the ankle was, like, pretty good. And I think that showed in what you said, being 6-3 and being productive. But it was pretty good. And then I hurt the shoulder, and it's like, okay, it's pretty good. And the elbow, like, it's pretty good. And what I didn't realize was the problem isn't any one of them. It's all three. It was the combo of all three that got me, that I viewed each one as its own thing. Oh, shoulder's not that bad. Elbow's not that bad. Ankle's not that bad, so I can play. And it's like, well, if all of them are lacking, now that combines to form like a pretty lacking right side of your body. So that's what I didn't realize. And then as players, you feel like it's really important when you sign a contract to be a starting quarterback that you're out there for your football
team.
You're
not going to take
yourself
out.
You're not like standing and watching. You know, you're like, it's important to like contribute and not just take the easy road and sit and watch. Like, I have a responsibility to this team and to be out there if I can be out there. And so I felt like I got to give it a go. And I still, as I watch the tape, I can't say, oh, because I didn't feel great, I missed these reads. You know, like, right. At
you're
some point,
out there.
Yeah, maybe like the body might affect your reads, but like that seems like a reach to me. Like, if you're seeing the field wrong, like that has nothing to do with your shoulder, elbow, ankle. So,
a nice answer from Kirk and friends there. I felt really justified in hearing Kirk answer this question, because he touched on quite a few things that I felt like we were saying on this show. First off, he talked about the fact that it was not one some part injury. It was all three combining. And you go back to the Minnesota game where the ankle probably the shoulder might have been bothering him a little bit, but the ankle clearly wasn't bothering him because he made some throws that you don't make if your arm or if all three of those aren't working together, right? You don't make. But then you go to look at the game against the Chargers and Denver, and then you look at the game against the Raiders, and you're like, well, let's just do the Chargers game because that's the one where the velocity was really down, right? And some of his decisions along with his velocity caused interceptions. And then you go to the Raiders game where he just wasn't making reads. And his reads were wrong, and he couldn't throw it. And then all of those come in, and it's like, okay, well, when he was answering, I listened to that on my way in this morning. And I was going through the games of, like, after the play in New Orleans where I was like, okay, that was clearly, he felt good that game. The Minnesota game, I think he felt good. I mean, he made a bad read on one interception, and the other, to me, was chalked up to the situational of how it happened. The Chargers game, he had no velocity on the football. The Raiders game was the one where all three came together. He wasn't making reads. He had no velocity on the football. And it was all sum of all parts. And that was when he got benched. Didn't you feel validation, Mike, off that? Like, when you heard that? Because we went through this whole thing about he didn't look hurt last week. Something looked wrong this week, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd needed validation, honestly, and I understand. I completely agree with what you're saying, but I also the notion that Kirk would at any point be the only reason that this is even a conversation is because we started losing. Like, if Kirk is injured and banged up and he's still throwing for three touchdowns every game, and we're winning games, this isn't even talk. He's all of a sudden he's gutsy and he's a gritty player and he's a savvy vet that, you know, is doing. He's going to do anything possible to help his team. But then you start losing, and it's like, oh, you know, I don't know why he didn't take himself out. I don't know why, you know, I don't know why he didn't have, why didn't the head coach know? Why didn't the GM know? Why didn't the trainer? And it all comes down to wins and losses. And so I think that you're able a lot of times get down the road and kind of reflect on the point that you were at. And I think that to me, when we looked at it and we had this conversation, you're right. It was very evident to me exactly what happened. It's like it just built up and you only look back on it that way. Even Kirk, I don't look back on it the way because you started throwing picks and you started losing games. In the moment, that's just not even part of the thought process.
Well, and further in that conversation with Dukes and Bell yesterday, Kirk talked about the offense being less complex this year.
Yeah, I think it's less complex now in the sense that we've had more time on task to kind of own it. I think year one, you're kind of like, oh, you want to do this. Oh, you want to do that. Like, whoa, that's new. That feels complex. I think late in year two, you're kind of saying, all right, I can kind of finish your sentence now, Zach. Like, I understand what you're trying to do. I know what you want here. I got you. Okay, got it. But it took some growing pains of trying to figure that out. And then I will tell you, like, Mike in training camp did such a good job with a lot of the new stuff and challenges. I was pretty impressed with his ability to like handle it all, that I think it was a good challenge for me to say, okay, like, Mike's handling this really well. He's in year two. Like, I've got to get this down.
Right.
You know, and it's not so much can't teach an old dog new tricks, but it's like, I've done a lot of different ways, a lot of different things. I got to wipe that and be able to, you know, play it this way now. And so, you know, I do think Mike has done a really good job in only year two picking up all that complexity.
I think it was a good answer just for the fact that there was a lot of people like, well, I don't understand why it takes 2 years for guys to pick up offenses. Well, it's building chemistry. It's changing things around. It's kind of understanding how everybody does it differently. Sometimes it's the language. From what I've been told, this offense is very lengthy in the language that they use in the play call, because everybody's job is kind of a little bit drawn out play call. Like, you know, it's not just a word or two. It's like four or five words for each position's job. And it's not talking about offensive line. I'm talking about guys, not like the line's job, but more or less like the receivers. But it does bear the question, Mike, why did it take 2 years here, and then other OCs seem to come in and just hit the ground running like Kubiak in Seattle?
Well, I have my own thoughts on that, and one of the things being that I don't know that Zach has had the background of a coach that he's ever had to do this. You know, Kirk's talking about learning Zach's system and how Michael Penix is picking up Zach's system. Zach didn't have a system before he got here. He had Sean McVay's system and the way that Sean McVay was able to do things. And Sean McVay and whoever else, the guys all along the line that have coached out there, had their systems kind of implemented and already knew, you know, what to do. Zach had to design his own way of communicating things when you get to Atlanta, and then you start merging the way Kirk does things and the way other, you know, the way Dwayne Ledford calls things for the offensive line, and you put that all together. So it's kind of it's a building process, and it's a moving target. So, yeah, I'm in complete agreement with you. Sometimes the first-year coordinators, that's what they do. They give a talking point in the play call, in the huddle, and then the more the quarterback and the coordinator and everybody else kind of stays in that system, the more it becomes easier to just say, oh, you know this one. I will just call this one smash, you know, whatever, and it just it becomes easier.
So do you feel like, based on watching Cousins play these, what, four or five games, and then see what Penix did the first half of the season or more, that maybe Zach has leaned too much into what the quarterbacks want to do? Because it's clear that we've leaned into a lot of under-center stuff because that's what Kirk is comfortable doing. And it's very clear that early in the season, for most of the season, we played in a lot of pistol because that's what Penix is comfortable doing.
I think what I've seen over the last 4 weeks is more of a, and I'm going to borrow a term from them, more of a collaborative effort as opposed to this is what the system is. This is what I want us to do with the ball. It's like, well, I think this is probably, you know, something we need to have too, and Kyle's doing this, and you know, we need to have some man concepts here, and it seems like everybody's kind of having a little bit of synergy.
But is it easier to say that because you know what Cousins has done and what he wants to do and what he likes to do? Because we don't really know what Penix likes to do other than seeing what he did at Washington, which was essentially what they were doing here, which is trying to push the ball downfield, not a lot in the middle of the field, and not a lot under center.
Yeah, I think that is something that is next to impossible to answer without being in the room.
Yeah.
Just to be honest. I would have a hard time just telling you that I think I know because I don't. Mm-hmm. It's just this one of those conversations that happens behind closed doors, and only they actually know the answer to it.
We're going to continue to size up this weekend's matchup with the Cardinals, and we do have more audio from Raheem and Kirk on the way. But coming up next, we're going to zoom out, go in the huddle. Puka Nacua did not hold back on his feelings about NFL refs. We'll play that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we are going to go in the huddle in a moment. I want to talk about high school football for a moment, though. I want to say congrats to Coach Corey Mobbs of Jackson County. He won Georgia Football Coach of the Year after leading the Jackson County Panthers to a school record of 11-2 this season. My sister is actually his former athletic trainer.
Oh, wow.
He worked at Lanier. So the Macs are big fans of Coach Mobbs, and apparently so is the state of Georgia.
Is there what's like a big town in Jackson County? Is there a big one?
Houston.
I know it's near. Okay. I was going to say, I know it's like borders Clark County, right? If I'm not, like, where Athens is.
I believe so, yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
I don't have my counties all squared away, but I was trying to think of what would be the big town there. I guess Houston would be.
I mean, that's where my sister is.
Interesting.
So, in Houston. And actually, today is the first day of winter break for Jackson County. So if you know Coach Mobbs, tell him congratulations, because he's probably not waking up early this morning.
I don't imagine so. Nice work.
As far as the state championships that happened at Mercedes-Benz yesterday, Sandy Creek beat Jefferson 27-7. Congrats to Coach Darius Smiley.
Go Creek.
I was going to say,
sir.
I see somebody putting
Go Patriots, baby.
Hebron Christian beat Cavalry Day 28-21. Congrats to Kenny Dallas on that one. And Thomas County Central took down Gainesville 62-21. Congrats to Justin Rogers.
Yeah, the Gainesville head coach decided to show up like Johnny Cash and didn't necessarily help him any. He showed up in like an all-black cowboy outfit. Saw a picture of him on the sidelines. I like the outfit, but
I was going to say, he dresses Niblet, because he came from Hoover. He dresses a lot like Raheem, honestly, most of the time. Like the joggers, sweatshirt.
I've never seen Raheem show up in pregame like that, but it was an interesting look. I was just talking to Rusty. He was like, man, they looked different. It looked different the way that they got beat. And they were a really good team, too.
Yeah.
He's done a really good job there in Gainesville. I was surprised. When I saw that score and I saw 62-21, I was like, wait, what?
That's crazy, man. That is nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Well, enjoy your winter break, kids. You have earned it. Absolutely.
Seriously.
You really have. All right, let's talk about Puka. So Puka Nacua did not hold back on his feelings about NFL refs. Take a listen to this.
The refs are the worst, because there's just some of the rules aren't them. Like, these guys are lawyers, and like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that, Matt?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too.
I have a hard time with this. Because there is a lot of, in my opinion, there is a lot of paranoia that comes along with NFL fandom. There just is. I'm the same way. I'm like, dude, I even tweeted out last week when the Falcons are getting called for 19. I'm like, what are we doing here? Is there like a quota you have to hit? You know, why are all these flags falling out of their pockets? But to hear Puka say it the way he did, way back there on their group text, I don't know. It didn't sit well with me. It just didn't come off the way I would have hoped it did. But I think that he has the ears and the eyes of a lot of people, and I think a lot of people agree with everything he just said.
I find it hard to believe it's that cut and dry. I think he's giving them too much credit.
I agree.
I think incompetence is all it is, as far as, you know, I think it's his human. Yeah, he said they're human too. They are, and they miss stuff and they make mistakes. I'm not going to say that there's never been a referee with an ulterior motive out there, because that would be dumb, and that would also be ridiculous to say, but to say that they're making calls just to get on TV, I mean, I don't really believe that because most of the time the referee that makes the call never gets shown. It's the head referee is the only one, the one that gets the blame for it because it's his crew. So I think Puka took some liberties there. He also might want to worry about his brother. He had a bad day too yesterday. But
what happened to his brother?
His brother got arrested.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
For stealing an NBA player's car.
Oh.
But it was like one of those deals where they're friends, and he took it without asking.
Oh.
And so I'm not overly sure about that whole story. That basically he took.
Communication is key, man. Communication is key.
So, but it was the Lakers. It was Samson Nakoza's brother took one of the Lakers rookies' car without kind of asking, and then he was like, "Hey, my car's gone." The valet was like, "Car's gone." And so he took it without asking.
Wait, it was a rookie?
A Lakers rookie.
Are they hazing him?
I don't know. Man. Not to the point where you get arrested.
They were. It backfired.
Is it Addo Fierro?
Yeah,
had his SUV stolen. And so when they recovered it, one of the guys that was there took it was his brother. But it seems like it kind of feels like. It was one of those things where it was taken without asking, and he was like, "You didn't know." True. But But to get back to the actual story that we're trying to talk about, I don't believe that it's fair to give refs that much credit.
I don't remember what we were talking about last week, but I said, "Don't let incompetence ever disguise itself as conspiracy."
Yeah.
Right. And I think that there is so much value in looking at things that way. And I also, Bo and I have had this conversation. When you're in an offensive line room or really any other room on an offense, some of the ways you look at wide receivers, you're like, y'all feel like you're a little bit detached from things. Like the way wide receivers line up out wide, sometimes I'm like, y'all have no idea what's going on actually in here with the quarterback and the tight ends and the running backs and everything else that goes on. You just run your route or block your guy, and you're just kind of attached.
But that's
the way I felt with Puka's words. I'm like, you sound so detached from this. You sound like, I don't know, it's just incompetence. They're just bad calls, man. We don't have to worry about the freaking group text.
Trying to connect the dots, and a conspiracy is born from that.
Yeah, but you know what I've learned about the NFL players is they all think just like that. The quarterback's like, why they got a nose tackle talking about like breaking down a play? That guy don't know anything. All he knows is go hit the quarterback. And then offensive linemen think that about receivers. And DBs are like, why do you have an offensive lineman?
There's
he doesn't know how to read a defense.
A couple of wide receivers that you and I have talked about where I'm like, why does this guy think this way? Like, why is it this simple for this guy? And sometimes they're just a little bit out of pocket. Puka kind of follows that line of thinking.
NFL players are the most unique to me is they all think everybody else on the field is an idiot. They're like, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He doesn't know what to do my job. And it's kind of funny because I've gotten to hang out with guys that play quarterback, guys that play defensive line, guys that play offensive line, guys that play receiver, and they all think – everybody else is the dumbest group on the field but them.
It goes straight back to what he just asked me a minute ago about the conversation between Kirk and Zach Robinson and everything else. And that's exactly why I answered the way I did, because I'm like, it'd be impossible for me to sit here and act like I know, and I don't. And nobody outside of that room actually does, and I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I do because I'd be lying to y'all, and I'm not going to do that.
And whenever you find an offense, any NFL player that says, I don't know, I'm not in those meetings – they're normally smarter than the average NFL player. It's the one that always has it figured out that you got to be worried about. See, luckily for my job is I get to act like I have it all figured out anyways.
When you said that about NFL players, I was like, you know, people in the media are kind of like that too. Guy's an idiot, man. What's he talking about?
We did not get a chance to get to this Mike McDaniel decision about benching Tua, but there is some interesting audio from Tua. We got to play it next. We'll also talk about this Aaron Filo situation a bit more. Plus, we've got it mic'd up.
Yeah, there was a writer in Tuscaloosa that had some really interesting words for Diego Pavia. I'm going to read it because it's written by the writer and see what you guys have to think about it.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have Mike Depp coming up in a moment. We do have a carryover from In the Huddle because this story is everywhere. Mike McDaniel has made the call to bench Tua when the Dolphins play the Bengals on Sunday. You'll see Quinn Ewers get his first start in Miami. Here is Tua talking about it.
Naturally, I'd say I'm disappointed. I think it's normal. It's normal human emotion. You know, outside of that, I got to do my part. My role here right now is to help whoever the quarterback is going to be for this team, to lead this team, help in whatever way I can, you know, to help the team win this game on Sunday.
Why do you think this has happened?
I would say the biggest thing, and it's being honest with myself as well, had been my performance. I haven't been performing up to the level and the capabilities that I have in past.
He's just biting his tongue, in my opinion, man. I'm just telling y'all, something stinks down there. It has stunk for a long time. They've talked about player-led meetings, and I know that he's had to apologize. When I saw, did you guys see the video of him talking to Jalen Ramsey after the game the other night? And he's like covering his mouth, and there's like they're trying to put microphones near them and putting them on film. And he's like covering his mouth and he's saying something to Jalen Ramsey, who obviously has been in that situation down there. And he was smiling and laughing. Dolphins fans hated it. I can understand why. It's a bad look. But I just wonder what he was saying. Like, dude, it's a dumpster fire down here. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be glad you got out when you did. Because I can't. You talked about Mike McDaniel yesterday, Bo, and I think it kind of piqued my ears a little bit before we even got this news. It's like, I don't dislike Mike McDaniel. I think he's hard to listen to at times, but I cannot imagine him being in charge of your team. I just genuinely cannot imagine that.
I don't want him in charge of anything. I keep hearing people want him up here as the OC, and I'm like, I'm good, dude. I don't want him. I don't want him taking my trash out. I mean, he's not a guy that instills any kind. I don't anything in confidence, but I do think you're kind of completely absolving Tua of any wrongdoing in this situation, as far as how he's handled some of it, how he's played as well. I mean.
No, he did that for himself. He said, I completely agree with him. He was like, I haven't played good enough.
Yeah.
Just felt like he's biting his tongue.
And Zach Wilson came out and was confused why he isn't starting. I mean, he was the backup. And every time that they've needed someone to fill in for Tua has been Ewers and not him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for being confused. Of course, you know, I mean, anybody that's watched him play would probably say that's why he's not playing. But then again, why'd they sign him? So I'm telling you, I don't want anything to do with anybody from down there. Like I don't care who's here next year. I don't want Mike McDaniels around my team. I just don't.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
Unless
to see.
He's an analyst, like he was under Kyle.
Analyst. I'll be curious to see where that entire saga goes, because I thought that he did enough to save his job, Mike McDaniel. They've already gotten rid of the GM that did sign Zach Wilson to be the backup quarterback. I don't know where that goes. I just listened to Tua, and I've listened to him enough to know that it's like he's just going, yeah, I didn't play well enough. I didn't. And he knows that no matter what he says, that is the answer in the end, that he did not play well enough given the situation.
Yeah. I could see Mike McDaniel showing up on, like, Green Bay under LaFleur. Just behind the scenes, or he could just go back home to Kyle and rehabilitate his career. But I'm not sure if he could step in and be an OC somewhere next year.
You wouldn't take him as OC here?
No, I don't. I understand the sentiment, but what about what you saw them do on offense makes you be like, I want that.
What are you talking about? Did you not see them play the Falcons just like 2 months ago?
Well, hell.
Lit us up. Absolutely. I want that. Not only that, but they've remade the run game down there. It's been nice.
No, I don't want him leading anything.
Is it the football, or is it the fact that we would have to play a lot of audio from him and you don't like the cadence of his voice?
The football's not very good. Did you see the game against? I know you did, but the game against Pittsburgh looked pathetic.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was bad. Actually, the whole game offensively was bad. So
how can you? I guess my thing is, how can you look and know? Look, I know we've had our problems. Don't get me wrong. How can you look at what we've got in Zach Robinson and how it is inconsistent? And 1 week it looks like, you know, this is a lot of people's words here. 1 week it looks great, and next week it's just not there. And you say, I can't have that anymore, but I'll go to Miami and get the exact same product, because it has been the exact same product down there. 1 week it's great, and the next week you have what you have. I just don't understand how you can look at one and say, that's great. I need that guy running my offense, and then – neither one, I would say I won't really run in my offense anymore.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, that is the narrative, though, that's out there, is people are excited about that idea.
It's just odd to me that you're like, you know what, I don't want to coach in my team as a head coach, but man, that offense has looked really good. No, it hasn't. No, it has not.
I think there's a lot of people that feel that way about coordinators. I think Robert Saleh is another one. I think that Raheem Morris is one that you look at and say, man, he's probably better off as a coordinator.
Okay, go look at the Saleh thing. You want to have that kind of, I think it's a good kind of counter. The defense never really looked the problem when Saleh was there. It was the offense and that what they couldn't do offensively, which at the end of the day, the dam kind of breaks with the defense, right? In which it happens both sides. If you don't have equal, it's the whole thing about the complementary football. But the defense looked good when they could. But the offense has been a debacle down there. Tua has been a debacle at times. They went on that little bit of a winning streak, but against the Steelers don't have it. They're not playing the steel curtain defense. The Steelers' best player is not even out there right now on defense, and that Miami offense looked like a debacle. And that's your boy running it. You want that running your offense?
I didn't say I did. It's just interesting to me that you shut it down so quickly. I just wanted to hear a viewpoint. I think you make some good points.
Yeah, I don't. I think if you think that's the answer here in Atlanta, then you just then I don't know why you're so upset with the answer we have now. I really don't.
Cause I
it,
do.
Because it's looked
There's
good.
There's at least layers and depth to a Mike McDaniel game plan. I don't see any of them with
well,
what we've got going on.
They don't always show up now, do they?
Let me switch over to college football for a second because I want to get your thoughts on this with Aaron Filo, Georgia Tech QB, announced that he's entering the transfer portal. Now, the original thought is that he's going to follow Buster Faulkner to Florida. As a Florida fan, Bo, does the thought of Filo and Faulkner excite you? Would you want that?
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it. At least I know if Lagway is not going to be there. I've heard, I don't know if there's any truth, I've heard rumors that they're not. They don't think they're not overly high, and I see the new coaching staff on Tramell Jones, who is the quarterback there now after Lagway. Not sure one way or another where that is. I think Tramell Jones has showed some good things and a little bit of time he's gotten to play in spring. But, yeah, Filo stepped in for Haynes King multiple times, played well. He was able to he also ran. He's a pocket passer, but he's not a statue. He was able to move around, absolutely, because I think that they lost Aiden Mizell, the receiver who's in the portal, but they still, as far as I know, that they Dallas Wilson, Trey Wilson, and Vernell Brown are all three still there. And Dallas Wilson could be one of the top five receivers in the country right now. He just hasn't gotten a chance to showcase it much with injury and, you know, having DJ be inconsistent at times. So, absolutely.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier. I hate it for Georgia Tech. I really do. I feel like we're all fans of Brent Key. We were all fans of Buster Faulkner. I understand why he moves on. I understand why Aaron Filo moves on. I think that this we've talked about this multiple times. The John Mateer thing, Diego Pavia, this whole thing where a coordinator leaves and jumps to a different job and brings in a quarterback that knows their system is the in vogue thing right now, whether it be as a coordinator, as a head coach. But I also think of you know, Brent Key giving those guys opportunities, and that's just, it just stinks all the way across the board in college football. I hate this system, but it just kind of is what it is right now. Until there's some kind of CBA that, you know, gets everybody pointed in the right direction, we're just going to have these conversations in the middle of December about the transfer portal being open in January and people, you know, having conversations behind the scenes. It just stinks. It is what it is, though. I guess. As a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Look, I think that anybody that's paid attention to the Heisman saga, the Diego Pavia stuff that's come out in the last couple of days has been very, very interesting. The F all the voters and everything that kind of comes along with that. I want to get you guys quick thoughts before I read this because I was glad after seeing that he did not win. I'm just going to be point blank. Mm-hmm. It just felt like I think so many times I try to put myself in their shoes and go, oh, I understand. He's upset. And then at the end of the day, and we talked to who was it, Pat Forty. He was like, you know, hey, kind of glad we didn't go down that road. Curious to get you guys' thoughts on it before I get to the quote.
I didn't know you were finished. Yeah, no, I didn't really think. I thought the right guy won to begin with. I didn't really think one way or another after he said that. I just thought it was dumb to say, but that's who he's always kind of been.
Yeah, you can't say the quiet part out loud like that.
Yeah, you really can't. It's been interesting to watch all some of the blowback, but Chase Goodbread, who writes for the Tuscaloosa News, kind of went in on him yesterday, and I thought it was really, really well written. He said, had this been a 19-year-old Johnny Manziel, a Pavia confidant, by the way, and F all the voters post on social media would have at least been less surprising, if no less classless. But after 6 years in college, you'd think Pavia would have signed up for at least one course in humility by now. There's so much truth to that. When you look at how old the guy is, when you look at everything that he has gone through and been through, when you understand kind of where he comes from, that the whole thing where it's F all the voters and then he's putting the middle finger out to the Indiana thing afterwards and hanging out with his friends and family, he has to put out an apology. I just thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I love that Chase Goodbread kind of went in the way he did.
I don't think age really matters anymore. I mean, I watched Odell Beckham fight a kicking net on the sideline, and you would have thought that that wouldn't happen at his age. I don't. That's not it for me. It's just it's more. It's not about the age. Not about how long he's played college football. The humility. If you want someone to act a certain way, then it's about the prestige that comes with that award, which I do believe is getting lost. I think everything's changing in college sports. College sports used to have this, I want the right way to put it, but almost like this respect, this unspoken respect that you handled certain situations with, and that doesn't exist anymore because it's not the same game. Yeah. Guys are getting paid. They're already reaping benefits that you used to kind of act right to kind of feel like you needed to get. That makes sense. Like, oh well, I don't want to scare away people that maybe will, you know, get an endorsement deal or whatever. Well, you're already getting those things, so your level of gratitude or trying to I'm still trying to earn it is kind of not quite what it used to be.
Yeah, he went on to say, F the very deserving winner, the Hoosiers Mendoza, too, right, Diego? He didn't have a ballot, but by insulting the voters who chose him, you insulted Mendoza, too. You don't think he had any business on that podium? Nothing else can be construed from F the voters. That hug you gave him the moment his name was announced, that was fake. Clearly, you didn't mean it.
I disagree with that completely.
You
can be a competitor and want to win an award and be upset and not. And still have respect for the other guy.
Sometimes you say things and you don't realize how it affects others. Sometimes you just have that knee-jerk reaction. I'm not defending him whatsoever. I hated that move. But I don't think he knew the ripple effect of it.
I think Chase Cornbread or whatever his name is taking a little bit of liberties with that part. That's not fair.
Disrespect a man's name like that on air?
It's great to give the perspective, though, to remind him, like, when you say that about the voters, you are also saying that.
Yeah.
He's taken as much liberty with that as he feels like Pavia is by saying blank the voters. Like, I think that's an unfair shot. You don't know their relationship. You don't know the respect. You don't know the conversations they had before and after. The moment, you don't know any of that. You're basically projecting that he doesn't respect Mendoza.
He made light of that comment, too. Mendoza has since then kind of saying, I don't need to do all those same things, you know, hold a middle finger up, whatever it is. And I'll finish by reading just a little bit more of this because I thought it was really well written by Chase Goodbread, a friend of mine, by the way, who lives in Tuscaloosa. The defense of Pavia, of course, will be he's just a kid blowing off steam. Let's make a slight correction to that. He's no kid. He's a couple months shy of 24 years old. Had this been 19-year-old Johnny Manziel, like I said a minute ago, it would have been if no less classless. But after 6 years in college, you'd think he would have signed up for at least one course in humility. The kid blows off steam. A defense also fails to hold up when one considers the dozens of kids who didn't. Decades worth of disappointed Heisman finalists who managed to leave New York City without leaving behind their dignity like Pavia did. I thought it was well said. Chase Goodbread's his name. Put some respect on it.
It's not cornbread.
No.
Good bread. Well, coming up, we've got Rusty Mansell. He's going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.